step into the bardic basement and ascend to a higher perspective. In this week's Bardic Basement Bite Size, we have Mark Simmons.
Hi, it's Marky Mark Simmons here from Northampton. I'm a performance poet, and I've just released my first collection of poems, although I've been writing for many years. My book's called Rhythm of the Ink, The First Wave. And it's called The First Wave because I hope that the poetry will wash over you and you'll be able to absorb and lose yourself in it. The first poem I'm going to do from the book is called No Blame. Sticks and stones will break my bones, but your names really hurt me. You're not blind, you can see the fear you planted in me, right here. The fun you get from making me cry, making me wish I could die. Horrid, nasty, useless, fighting to save my mental health. Sick feeling in the pit of my stomach that rolls up and down and really goes to town. Yet you seem to get away with this spite. And you know I won't fight. The teachers say no blame. Yet your words continue to cut and maim. The bullying pain, day after day, more of the same. I am seen as lame and weak, as very meek, yet my strength is never seen on this journey which I have been. Not lashing out and giving you a clout, too frightened of the consequences if I got found out. In my mind, in the dark of the night, I've killed you 1,000 times. I've retaliated with cutting lines, but in the day, I just don't know how to make you go away. Okay, something a little bit different to that. That was a bit dark. This one's called Data. And again, it's from my book. Data scrambled in my head, trying to make sense of every thread. Megabytes spinning left and right, pulling binary tight, then stretching it out of sight. Windows open in front of my eyes. Spam comes through to tell me some lies. Virus protection was installed as a kit. Now and then, it gets boosted by a tablet. My BIOS settings are blue. Snappy chat is all I can get from you. What's up? Is all I can say. My calendar tells the time of day. Soon, you'll be on your way. The weather app forecasts a deluge of you. I load my external memory drive, where I keep memories alive, loaded with photos and films in my private archive. Circuits in overload, mixing up data, rejecting code, hard drive malfunction, burnt out junctions, clip malfunctions. Updates come sailing down, sending my data spinning around. Unable to access my programs, load and reload, but nothing bestowed. Then, with the newness of all the changes, come the repairs to the glitches and the bugs in me. I'm renewed and running again, logged in for all to see. And my data processes at lightning pace, reading the signs in your face, biometric scans to stop your scams, whirling of electricity-powered webcams, functioning properly, shiny and new. Only my programs will run. Now I have erased you. Okay, this next one's a real change in direction. It's called After the Storm. After the storm comes the quiet, a gentle state, a relief from the overnight riot. After the storm comes the gentle breeze, cooling the moment, a subtle ease. Freshness in the air as the newness of the day flares, debris strewn everywhere, battle scene of despair. After the storm, the smell of revitalized grass and trees, gentle day, breaking free. After the storm, isobars swirl, never deciding which way to turn, pressure low, a temporary state. After the storm dissipates. After the storm, the heat starts to rise, simmering slowly in the background, gathering momentum over old ground, heated up in small chunks, waiting for the main act, once again at the forefront. After the storm, equilibrium, back to the norm, the usual form, but now it's getting warm. Pressure building crescendo until the heat boils over and the day heads to another night storm. Light night sparks thunder, rumbles and tumbles across the plain. Water drenches the ground as the storm begins to pound, exerting its power all around, electrifying, terrifying, damage once again strewn all around. Feelings abound. Doors bang. The thunder is gone. After the storm comes the remorse, then the divorce. Okay, this one's called Plastic, and this will also feature in Globalization, The Sphere is Still Spinning, which is a collaboration anthology of many international poets. It's actually produced by Making Magic Happen, which is an Australian publishing company. Plastic. Oceans blue and green. Whales floating, swimming in seas of rubbish. Cesspools of fools discarded plastic wrappers and throwaway nappies designed to keep us humans happy. Scientific invention, the plastic revolution, part of Darwin's evolution. No solution to plastic pollution, new resolution. Fish dying while MPs are lying, hiding behind mediocre gestures while the planet festers in the name of progress. We have regressed, leaving the waste all over the rivers and seas and space. We need to pick up our pace. Straws and bags are the political grace of the carbon neutral two-faced politicians. Flying to conferences in jet aircraft, burning fuel at a mighty pace to meet leaders face to face as the world moves at a deadly pace. Yesteryear, some hold dear, our recycling credentials were clear. While we were burning fossil fuels, milk bottles were being reused, delivered on electric carts during early morning starts, and the rag and bone man with his horse and cart. No one complained about the methane from his horse's fart. Was Darwin right about adaptation of the species, survival of the fittest, interpreted by the government as survival of the richest? Evolution is killing us. The convenience and speed, we want it all. Plastic was the delivery tool. Now we have exploration into space, as all our planets lay to waste. When it's dead, the rich will flee to the moon, instead dodging the junk they have dumped above our heads. Leaving the poor to live in the mess they've left, reduced to seas of plastic and shores of decaying gannets, sucking dry the last air on this dying planet. Okay, this next one, again, is a bit different to what I usually write. It's called Poetic Fire. Across the never-ending dark skies, through mountains and trees, metaphors flow, sparkling embers, rich warm glow. The magic of prose flows beyond the shore. No hostile water, no obstacle, no government censor, no dream condenser can remove the flame from the pyre, burning brightly in poetic attire. fueled with monologues and rich words of foes, the soot and the smut that fall back to earth, fire and brimstones and subtle mirth. Words collide in hazy dances, verse after verse crackles and prances, as if the air advances, conjuring rich images as though bounding from the magician's hat. Each log adding food to the fire, burning the sky, the huge word-rich tongues to inspire, blazing tones and soft crackles elongate to release the shackles as sonnets bounce and jump and weave till slowly, one by one, they leave. All that is left is the embers glowing in the night, through the small hours, in fragrant air, daylight descends on the last sparks of the fire, fading to their end. I write quite a bit about my experience of being bullied, and I also write a lot about things like fear and anxiety. This is called Fear. Fear is why I'm standing here, trying to hold back my tears as it creeps and weaves like oil-laden seas. It starts at your feet and it won't let them walk to the right beat, pulling them down like lead-laden lumps of meat, holding me glued to the spot as I meet my confidence starting to die by garrote. It meanders up through my body, stroking its silent melody, beating the rhythm of my heart, tearing every sinew, every muscle, every fibre, every nerve apart, banging and bouncing as it grips its viper nest, creating a band around my chest, trying to send me to the promised land, firing the synapses in my brain, shutting down thoughts that dance along the mental lanes, dragging them back bit by bit, then firing them around until they're no longer fit. Wound up, spun out, memory dried, no words can I spout. Fear clogs my brain, fogged in smog like a smoke of a speeding train, crackling along the rusty nails, shaking its core of rusty rails. I stutter and splutter, the words stuck in my cranial prison cell, a hollowed out empty shell. My head starts to believe the voices it hears, creeping fears upon its deep-seated beliefs, reinforced over years of tears. Thump. The adrenaline dumps, the weight of 10 men or more. I wish I could curl up on the floor and slowly slide off the stage, exit, left, stage door. Hoping you haven't noticed that I mutter utter diatribe. The fear is too heavy to move. I have nowhere to hide. I'm scared you'll not like me. Wish you'd never invited me. My poetry is not worthy. You're laughing at me. My brain absorbs those whispered words, those profound looks as I deliver my hooks. And finally it's over. The fear starts to subside as I exit this white-knuckle ride, trying to console myself with, oh well, I tried, as I leave the stage on which I died. An emotional broken sage ripped out another page, still shackled in this dust-laden cage. Okay, now this final one is called Performance of the Poet. Poets weaving words on wind's unpredictable curves, full of anger, love and nerves, pushing out solemn verse of conditions profound and adverse. Rasping lines of rehearsed words, intertwining line after line, rolling out acid rhymes, woven with stories of sad times, of low-down crimes and fragmented minds. The rhythm unwinds as clouds crow across the sky, and listeners hang onto mixed metaphors and groups of three, mystified by their where, how, and why. Poets' quiet, unassuming words of passion booming in the gloom of the dark, clouds of sun shroud, cut voices slice the crowd, breaking hearts and weaving pathways through the brain. Slain by the rain of insane pain, tearing at every neurological frame, as the mic strains and the melodic disdain. Motor mouse hurtling at alliteration, devoid of punctuation, across the highway, reaching the population, hanging around this spoken word byway, allowing the neurons stuck in lyrical traffic to fall in line and catch up with time. The final hammer delivered by the slammer, driving nails, tipping the scales as they recall on notes, rolling text from their throats, sending prose like musical notes to influence the vote. Wrapping stories like coats around warm bards, marking their soul with their calling card. Well, I hope you like those. That's a good smattering of some of the stuff that I do. If you want to read more, you can get me on my blog. So if you just put Rhythm of the Ink in, it will come up with my blog. Likewise on Facebook, Rhythm of the Ink or Marky Mark Simmons, and you'll get my Facebook page. And Twitter is Marky Mark Poet. And again, I'm on Instagram and my YouTube channel, which again, if you put Marky Mark in or Rhythm of the Ink, you'll be able to find them. My name's Marky Mark. I'm part of Rhythm of the Ink. Stay safe. Stay well. I hope you enjoyed it.
You can find his social media links in the description. And another thing, you can support the Bardic Basement by going to our Ko-fi page. Thank you. You can donate by going to the link in the description.